Love is not kindness. Love is something, some magical stuff. Remember, he said, a magical stuff sometimes flows in this humanity. Quite visible. But of course, you could dismiss it because it's exception. But it's here. I hope you all remember that. That magical land that will influence the humanity, something from somewhere else, will come in us and will go. Do you remember the good example I gave you? I hope you do. Art. Art is the field. Over there we'll see exceptional people doing exceptional things, mainly creating beauty, and they will confess that they don't know how it happens. And we believe them. So that another source, whatever it is, which is not materialistic, of course, therefore it's not understandable to intelligence, that is important to us. And not only we understanding it, we understand it in art as inspiration, we even understand it in the extreme, which is wow. We say God will talk to people. Of course, not verbally. It's like that. That's the connection to something magical. Why do I call it magical? I repeated this word, didn't I? Mm-hmm. Because Rumi has a very famous saying, you all should remember him saying, if our conversation is logical, everybody will accept it. So we don't need the magic. What is the magic? Do you remember the word? Arabic word for magic is mu'jiza. Means?
Beyond logic or something
around. Mu'jiza means doing something to make something impotent. It's impotency in it. Acts. And we do something that intelligence is impotent to understand it because it's illogical. Right? Taking something good is logical, giving it away is illogical. And this magical stuff does that. We'll bring you from that mood to this. He said, anyhow, let me tell you, this love I'm talking about is not somewhere else to go and find it. It's in you. And it's a bird. And the problem is that bird doesn't like this cage. This one. Wants to be free. In another space where the old free parrots could get together. Then, final story, and the intelligence is always looking outside for acceptance. And you go around and you try to be accepted by a few. It's much easier to be accepted by the truth. Because if you're truthful, you don't need anyone that accepts you. Even if everybody is against you, you will give your life for it, you don't take it back because you have it in your heart, honestly. Because remember, we are working against the intelligence. What is the best weapon of intelligence? You tell me.
Argument?
Argument. Honestly, I have never seen two rabbits argue. Never. I haven't. I don't know if you have. The best trick of intelligence is cheating. Lying. That's what it is. How do they find the food? Call for the food? try to sneak up on it. How they run away. Have you ever heard about something camouflage? Which is that popular? Which is cheating. And no animal could be convicted of cheating, because over there is not cheating. Why? Why that animal does something, it's not cheating, I do it, it's cheating.
Because they're not responsible.
Why? At this moment I made them responsible, defender. Why aren't they this responsible?
Because they're following their instincts.
They don't
they have
know
no
the
choice.
Truth. They don't know the truth. A leopard will not think that I'm carrying a camouflage because I'm the best cheater. No. It doesn't work like that. They don't know it. We do. They don't know about the truth. Yes, they work with the instinct, all of that. But remember, they don't know what the truth is. We do. And when we do, the truth and cheating are not the same, are they? Even if you are the cheat fellow, absolute, you will not say they are the same. This is something I remember from one of my teachers. He said, remember, there is good and bad, and bad should pay tax to the good. That's the law. Because bad has to dress up as good. Look around you. Every bad idea is decorated to look good, because that's a tax they pay. Because we understand the difference. Even in the moment that you're cheating, you know that you're doing that. Something else is here. Understanding, we understand the truth, so we shall turn back to the truth, and we can. How? This is the story that we are talking now. Story of the Caliph is talking about how to understand this complication. It started with the simple analysis that, look at it, the intelligence is always looking for something, lack of something, need of something. And the other one we were talking about doesn't do anything really. It's bored. And it is in our imagination and illusions. Even the worst people, they daydream about being good, doing good and things like that. So it's always in the imagination. That this is wrong. They fight. Do you remember all the arguments? We talked about all the arguments. They argue with each other because they have two different points of view. Solution? Solution has started to take shape. It didn't, doesn't happen yet. Rumi is talking about this solution, right? Let's see what had happened up to here in this story. This story should be thought carefully, because this is the solution really. Everything is gathered here. Rumi started to talk about the negotiation of this man and a woman. Remember what happened. Let's go from the beginning of this. The story of the Caliph. First paragraph, put on to the Caliph. Second paragraph was argument. Third paragraph, Rumi jumped in and said, listen. There is something else here you forget. Out of this subject, remember when we say that you have to ask for help, to come out of yourself. We don't mean go to another person. We mean go to the people that quote-unquote are invited. Is that you have to be the guest of them. Because if somebody doesn't have anything for himself, how could he offer it to you? Here you're talking about happiness, joy. They have to have it to give it to you. Everybody cannot meet you. Next paragraph, a short one, said, but don't forget there are exceptions. Don't give up, even if the fellow is no good. Just you coming out is good, and it could happen. Then the lawyer started to criticize intelligence. Then argument went on, and Rumi talked about intelligence, 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 and this intelligence is this, this. He brought in the story of Adam and Eve and the serpent, remember? How did it start and how it is working? Then, going back and forth, suddenly Rumi stopped. Went somewhere else and said, listen, there is a cause and effect here. And there are some stuff that you may not understand while you're talking about it. Why? Because here we don't give you another idea to replace it with the one you have. We don't give you any idea. Here we ask you to understand yourself. Therefore, we present some mirror to you. You will see yourself. That self could be heard or could be led to somewhere. This is page here, 192, you know, the lines. 2370, 2369. Do you remember the story? The story was this guy, somebody looked at Muhammad and said, hey, you're a very ugly person. The other one said, yeah, okay. The other one said, you're very beautiful. He said, yeah, okay. I said, oh. They told you two opposite stuff. And I said, yeah, because they don't see me. I'm a mirror, polished mirror. They see themselves. Because in all your judgment, the self is judging. So you are projecting yourself to the universe. That is the tricky part. Right? Then, arrived to the, close to the conclusion. The woman started to talk about non-existent, not being, and thing like that. Why? Because the man was angry. Then the relationship started to get a little better. Here Rumi stopped the stuff. We are ready to see what happening to this man and a woman. Rumi said, let me tell you something. While you are doing this, you started to judge again. And he thought, you know what? I'm going to reinforce my spirit to shut my intelligence down. I'll get rid of it. That's not what we're talking about. But you see it that way. Why? Because our attitude is inclusive and your logical attitude is exclusive. You're thinking this one or the other one. That's not the case. It's not the choice of being intelligent or being enlightened. There is no dummy enlightened fellow around. The intelligence should be there. We are talking about the balance. We brought in another paragraph, short one, very decisive. The Prophet said, man dominating the woman is awful. Woman dominating the man is awful. We are not talking about domination.